The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Kuftet, today's daf is being studied Le'elu Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Batzara. נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, הוא חשב תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תראה, זאת אומרת, בנסר, פועה שלום, משה מדינה, אין לה לפנלום. לפות הנפש והגוף, ותוק הרבה לבא, וכן ינסום ונאמן, אמן. ובגן תראה, זאת אומרת, קוף ח' עמוד ב', אמן יסטרנק פעם דלום משנה. היכן פקדוני? The guy comes along to the שומר, where's my פקדון? אמר לו, עבד, he got lost. משביעך אני, sweat me, he got lost. ואמר, אמן. Okay, he says, אמן. והעדים העדים אותו שאכלו, then the עדים testified that he actually ate it, he consumed it himself. So this guy, we know, is a famous case. That's a case where he made a שבועת שקר, and then he got caught. So the deen is what? לשלם קרן. He has to pay the קרן. Okay? Because he got caught, so he has to pay the principal. הודה מעצמו, however he was מודה, after he made a שבועה, משלם קרן וחומש ואשם. That's the case of Kerem Chomesh Hashem, which means when he actually swears false, then he admits that he swore falsely. That's the principle, Chomesh and Hashem. When he gets caught, then he only has to pay Kerem. That's the deen of the Torah. Hekat Pikdoni. Next case. Where's my Pikadon? Amalo Nignab. Yeah, the Torah comes along and says, when a person is Modeh on his own Shivu'ah, then he gets Kapara. We'll allow him to have Kapara. What do I mean? Kerem? Plus Chomesh for the Shavuot Sheker, plus a Hashem. Other case, no kapara, which means...
No knas,
which means he himself got... swore falsely. And he got caught. In that case, Torah says there's no korban. Now she says, look at Hashem, she brings the source of this. Mishalem Keren, de'en Chomesh ve'Hashem ela im hoda. That's the key. Keren was only when he admits, dechtiv ve'gezel ager befarashat nasu ve'etvada. Okay. Next case. Hechad pikdoni, Kanon says, where's my pikdon? Amalo nignav. That Kanon says, I got stolen. Majbi'achani, swear to me. Va'amar, amen. Yeah, amen, I swear, I got stolen. Va'idim medim otu shigenavo. Then the witness come along and say, he actually stole it himself. Mishem tashlome kefet. He has to pay kefet, because he himself is, we have the rule. To'en ta'anat ganab pikdon. He has to pay kefet. Hodam atzmo, but if he was modeh himself, so that's the din of modeh biknas. So Mishalem Kerem veHomesh veHasham. He only has to pay principal Homesh for the Shivu'ah that he made falsely, and Hashem. He doesn't have to pay Kefir because he was Modeh himself that he was stolen. Therefore, it's Kerem veHomesh veHasham. Hagozel et Abiv. Okay, guy stole from his father. Vinishma'alo. Okay, and he made a Shivu'ah. Right, you swore it wasn't me. I didn't steal it. Umet. And now what happened? The father died. הרי זה משלם קרם וחומש ואשם. So obviously we're talking about a case that what? His father died and he was מודה. Okay? Now Rashi tells us when he was מודה. Rashi says, ואחר מיתת האב הודה. That after the father died, he was מודה. The Maharsha says that there was a Talmid Torah over here that messed around with Rashi, and really it doesn't make a difference when he was Modeh. And therefore, you have to change the text of it in Rashi, as Maharsha says. And therefore, bottom line, it doesn't matter when he was Modeh, which means the father died, let's say. And before the father died, or after the father died, the kid admitted, listen, I swore falsely. So what does he have to do? Keren, Chomesh Vashem. But here it gets so tricky, because he himself is an inheritor. So he has a piece of the Keren over here. Because now, the Keren, the Chomesh Vashem, that he stole from the father, part of that is his, right? Let's say there's three brothers. So one third of that belongs to him. So the deen of the Mishnah is, he still has to pay. Mishalem, Kerem, Vehomesh, Vehasham, Lebanav. Which means he has to pay to the other brothers. He has to pay it all. He doesn't get a chelek. Or Le'echav, or to the father's brothers. Which means he cannot keep any of the gezelah to himself. All of it he has to give to the inheritors. Either to the father's children, in this guy's brothers, or to the father's brothers. If there's no children besides him, then the next inheritors are the father's brothers. But let's say he doesn't want. He doesn't want. He doesn't want to fulfill perfect hashava. To real, to fulfill the perfect deed, which means everything. Which means he, the gezelah that he's returning, the kid and his homing and the homage and all that, part of this gezelah now is his. So therefore, the deen is, even though he has part of the gezelah himself, you say, wait a minute, I inherited now. The deen is to fulfill the mitzvah of hashavah the right way. You got to return the whole thing. You cannot take any chelik of the gezelah itself, which means you stole the item, you got to give it to the other brothers, and you cannot, you don't divide it bichlal. Right? Everything. All that goes to the right. That's the full payment.
Zero.
You get zero. Wow. Right? So comes the Gemara and Mishnah and says, but let's say he doesn't want. He doesn't want. So he doesn't want to fulfill the mitzvah of hashavah 100%. Or he's unable to. Or she'en lo. He doesn't have money. Which means he doesn't. He cannot afford to give up this this chelik over here. So what does he do? So it says, love, let him go borrow money. That's what he does here. Let him go back, give the gezelah back to the brothers. Okay, give it. I'm not touching it. Right? Go borrow money. Keneged the gezelah. Right now, go tell the guy who you borrowed from. Go collect 2/3 from, let's say there's 3 brothers. Go collect 2/3 from
this guy,
the other brothers, and I'll give you 1/3 which belongs to me. Which means, in that case over there, if he wants to work it around, he could actually give the gezelah back to the brothers. Now, the brothers, part of that,
one-third is his.
One-third is his.
He's still getting it.
Right? What? Yeah, so, in the first case, he's not getting anything. First case is, give the whole item back to the brothers, you get no benefit from it. But the Gemara is saying, if let's say he needs the money, or he doesn't have the money, so there's a way you can work it out, to loophole, what that's what it really is, for him to get the money. How would you do it? Let him give the gezelah back to the brothers. Okay, now one-third of that item really belongs to him. So therefore, now let's say you borrow, I don't know, $1,000. So you tell the guy who you owe the money to, well, go get part of that item. Get 1/3, which is really mine. You collect it, and I'll pay you. I'll pay the other amount. So in that case, at least he salvaged 1/3 that belonged to him. So that's his benefit, and that's what the Mishnah says.
But the
Knas, yeah, Homesh and Hashem has to bring. Homesh and Hashem has to bring anyway.
It's only being a Homesh on 2/3,
because 1/3
is his. Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounds like comes out. Look at that sheet, please. Look at that sheet. She says, Enlo nechasim kol kach. First wide line. She achon levatir al chelko. He's not so rich where he can say, keep my third. Or she enlo tzedav shitako. He doesn't want to lose his chelik. Love me acherim. Let him go borrow from others. Umeshiv leachiv lekeim ezat hashava. Let him fill hashava by giving back the whole item. Ubale chov ba'im v'nifra'im, and then the bale chov will come and get paid. Min ha'shava et chelko. Kegon, he gives an example. Imayu shnayim achim. There's 2 brothers. V'u shirishi. Nifra'im ba'ale chovim min ha'shava shlisha chov. Right? They'll take 1/3. V'shali givu memenu, and the rest they'll take from the brother himself. That's a way for the brother to fulfill hashava, but at least to salvage his 1/3 back. The Balei Chovot will go collect it, and he just has to pay the other 2/3. That's one option. Comes the Gemara and says, Mishnah, Ha'omed libno, guy tells his son, Kunam, makes a neder, I atan nehene mishili, you cannot benefit from anything that belongs to me. Tells his kid that. Kunam, no hana from anything that belongs to me. Imet, now the father dies, Yershenu, he's able to inherit him. Bechayav. I'm sorry. Yershenu, period. Meaning, since after the father dies, it's not his money anymore. Now it belongs to the son. He only said, you cannot have benefit from my stuff. That's only when he's alive. But once the father dies, it's not his stuff anymore. It's the kid's stuff. Therefore, the kid can benefit from it. However, if the father stipulated and said, Bechayav ubmoto, he said, I don't want you to benefit from my assets when I'm alive and when I'm dead. Oh, so then, imet lo yirshenu. Lo yirshenu over here means, well, you cannot stop the inheritance. The inheritance comes down the pipe. But it means you cannot benefit from the inheritance. And what does he have to do? The yazir lebanavu lehav. He has to go return it to the other inheritors. He's not allowed to benefit from the yerusha. Vim en lo. Now again, back to the old case. Let's say he doesn't have. Oh, he doesn't want to forfeit the yerusha. So do the same loophole that we learned in the previous case. Love. Let him give the Yerusha to the brother. He has one third of it. One third of that Yerusha belongs to him. Right? No, so therefore, no, he's really not needy because he gave everything to them. Now he borrowed money. It's indirect. Let him borrow money from the Malech, from a guy. And he tells the Malech, go collect one third from him and I'll pay you the rest. It's the same loophole that we said above. Now she says, top line. Just top line of Nashi. V'im'en lo, mayuchal. He doesn't have what to eat. Love ve'ochel. Let him borrow to eat money. He doesn't have to eat food. He doesn't have anything to eat. U'malechob, ba'im v'nefraim in ha'yirusha, et chelko. Yosef, afilu le'arnaki shel tzedakah. What does that mean? Even to the wallet of the tzedakah. What does that Yosef talk about? Let's see. Afilu le'arnaki shel tzedakah. Im eno motzei yoresh le'abiv. There's no yorshim. The guy stole from the father. He was more dead that he stole from the father. The father died. There's no yorshim. What do you do with the money? Lemi yashiv. Rashi says, yiten otah le'arnaki shel tzedakah. Give it to charity. Okay. Which means don't keep it. To fulfill Hashava, you can't keep the money. Either no Yorshin, Tzedakah. Amar Papa, Vitzarik Shiomar, Ze Gezel Avi. Well, when you're giving it to the Tzedakah, you have to say, this is for the stolen money that I stole from my father, Rashi. Kishum Meshiv La'anekish Tzedakah, he has to say, Ze Gezel Abba. This is the Gezel that I stole from my father. So the Gemara has a question. Amai nimhele lenafshe, which means where there's no yoresh, let the guy be mohelet to himself. Rashi hecha de'en yoresh elahu v'chula shelo, which means there's nobody claiming it against him now. There's no yorshin, so let that be considered like a mehila. And therefore, for example, didn't we learn in a previous mishnah? And we're going to see it right now, where let's say you owe a guy kerem v'chomish. Yeah. And the guy comes along and says, I'm mohel you on the kerem, you don't have to pay me the kerem. So it's mahul, I don't have to pay. So just like the nigzal could be mohel, let the guy now be mohel himself, so to speak, which means there's nobody to pay.
Right.
I stole from the father, there's no yorshim. So therefore there's nobody to pay. Why do I got to give it to the tzedakah? Why do I got to give it to anybody? Just pass, and I'm not going to pay. It's considered... Mm-hmm. It's considered patur. The Gemara says, "Mi lo tenan." Didn't we learn in the Mishnah previously? Mahal lo ala keren, the nigzal was mohel the keren, v'lo mahal lo ala homesh. And what did we say? Then he doesn't have to go to Madai to pay it back. We said you only have to go to the other side of the world to pay back principal. But if you mohel the principal, you mohel alma bar mechilahu. So the Chavra, we have a contradiction between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Our Mishnah's mashma that what? His guy stole from his father, he's got to pay back. And if there's no Yorshim, doesn't matter, he's got to give it to the tzedakah. Mechila doesn't work. Mashenki went to the previous Mishnah, that's mashma. Mechila does work. Okay, look at Rashi please. Mi lo tenan. Maha lo ala keren. Velo mekaima mitzvat hashava. Which means, if he's mochelim on the keren, there's no hashava over here, because he's mochelim. Alma, lemepak yedei gezela, da'ina, which means, you don't have to make hashava. You just have to get yourself off of gezela. So when the guy's mochel you, you're right, you didn't mishiv, I don't have to mishiv. The point is not to necessarily have to give back the item. It's enough that you don't have any onus of gezela on you. So when the guy tells you, I'm mohel on the kerem, bingo, I'm not a gezela anymore, that's enough. Yeah. Just like over there, mechila was enough. The yirusha all fell to him. There's no gezela over here. Which means, the whole point is, get yourself off of the gezela. I can get myself off one of two ways. Either the nigzal says, I'm mohel you. Thank you very much, mohel you, I'll keep it. Or, in this case, there's no yorshim. There's nobody to yoresh. So I'm the yoresh. Thank you. I'm okay myself. I keep myself.
That's the point.
That's the point. That's the Gemara's question. Tis comes back to Muhammad himself, so to speak. So Amar Rabbi Yohanan, to the Gemara now brings an answer of Rabbi Yohanan. Nakasha. Har bi Yosei Galili, har bi Akiba. Oh, two mishnayot. One is the bi Yosei and one is the bi Akiba. Let's learn the machloket independently of Rabbi Yosei and bi Akiba. The Tanya. This is talking about a case which we're going to see now. A guy stole from a ger. Now, and the ger died. Ger has no yorshim, right? We assume he doesn't have children. Ger she'en lo yorshim. So what do you do with that money over there? So Gemara says, Ve'im en le'ish go'el le'hashiv ha'asham. Torah, pasuk. If the go'el, if the guy that you stole from does not have any redeemers, the ish does not have any redeemers, in this case means inheritors, to return the asham, to return the stolen item. V'chi yesh adam b'yisrael she'en lo go'alim? What does that mean? Is there a guy in Israel that doesn't have inheritors? Right. Just keep on going back. He's got to be related to somebody. Ela begeze la gere katu medaber. It's talking about a geze where you stole from a ger. Hare, shegazah la ger. Guy stole from a ger. Vinish ba'lo. And you swore to him, I didn't steal, I didn't take it. V'shama shemet ager. And then what happened? He heard that the ger died. V'aya ma'ale kaspo v'ashamo l'Yerushalayim. So what was he doing? He was going to take his money and his korban to Yerushalayim. Because the law is, when you steal from a ger, and you swore to him falsely, then the ger died. He has no inheritance. Surah says you have to give the money to the Kohanim. Hashem takes the money. Hashem gets the money, and Hashem gets the korban asham. Hashem, so to speak, inherits Lavdil, the ger. So he's on his way to Jerusalem to follow what the Torah says, that he's giving the money to the Kohanim. Upaga beoto hager. All of a sudden the guy, he bumps into the ger. He thought he died. He's just the guy. What happened? V'zakfu alav b'milve. And what does the guy tell him? That she says, he tells him like this, you know what? You don't have it now? You owe it to me. He turns the gezelah into a loan. But you know, you stole money from me. I was like, Baruch, you swore, and then he was more there. I stole it. You know what? You don't have to pay me right now. You owe it to me. So the ger turned it into a milveh umet. Now the ger died. So what's the deen? Zakha hala b'mash b'yado. Now ger eno yorshim. Now, it's a loan. So I was Konet. I'm the first guy on the block. Right? I'm Konet myself. I'm the first guy. I Konet. Ifkeh b'diuk. And therefore I'm Konet alone. Back to myself. Devrei Rabbi Yosei Hagilili. Oh, so therefore, Rabbi Akiva omer. Rabbi Akiva says no. En lo takana. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm sorry. There's no takana. Ad shiyosi gezela. Mitorat yado. Sorry. Mitachat yado. You gotta pay back. You gotta give it to the Kohanim in this case. Which means there's no such thing. So therefore, let's learn independently for a second. This mahloka to be Yosei and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, not interested in Mechila, not interested in the guy died. You stole, you gotta pay back somebody. According to Rabbi Yosei, no. The ger turned it into a malveh. He died. You're the first guy that's inherit. You're patur. Oh, once we see this machloket of the Rabbi Yosei and the Rabbi Akiva, we could apply it now to the different cases that we just learned. Gemara. The Rabbi Yosei Gilili, la shena l'nafshe, la shena l'achirim, matzim machil. The Rabbi Yosei holds, just like the ger could be mohel you, or actually the ger wasn't mohel you. Rabbi Yosei says, just like in the case of the ger, you were muhail yourself. Once the ger died, you koneit yourself. He wasn't muhail. So just like you could be koneit yourself without somebody being muhail, so too, if the nigzal would be muhail, like the case over there where a guy says, I'm muhail on the keren, that's enough. Which is Rabbi Yosei does not make a hiluk between where the mehila comes from. Either the mehilah comes from the nigzal, I'm muhail on the keren, or like in the case of the ger, where it's happening by itself, the way the Gemara says that he's muhail himself, which is once the ger dies, it's my money. I'm muhail myself. I don't know it. So the Rabbi Yosei is going to be the shita that says he's going to be the author of the Mishnayot that say what, that indeed he can be muhail himself, and therefore according to the Rabbi Yosei, it'll come out that in the Chinamim that there's no yorshim. According to the B.U.S.A., by the father case, there's no Yorshim, Mukhan himself, and then he can keep the money. Oh, who's the Shita that's going to say that if there's no Yorshim, he's still got to give the money? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, lo shena la'achirim, ve'la shena le'nafsheh, lo matzeh mahil. Rabbi Akiva is going to say, no. Once you stole, you got to give back. And it doesn't help mechila. Not going to help to be mochel, and not going to help. So that Mishnah above that said what? That if the guy's mochel the keren, that's a biyoseh. Because a biyoseh says, just like mechila works by acherim, and mechila will also work by himself. Mashiach according to Rabbi Akiva, he says no. The guy cannot be mochel. You stole, you got to pay back. And just like acherim cannot be mochel, he cannot be mochel himself, and therefore even if there's no inheritors, doesn't matter, you still gotta make good, and you gotta pay. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, lo shena l'nafshe, kegon, hacha demachile, hay gabra, geze lagel l'nafshe, v'wadin gozele tabiv v'nishvalo, umet tabiv demachile l'nafshe, right? The B.O.S.A. doesn't make a hadu. Whether it happened automatically, by the ger dying, or the father dying without any inheritors, ve'lo shela l'achirim, nigzal l'gozel. The nigzal himself was mochel. Matzi machil, umatnitin diktani machal lo ala keren. And that mishnah that said, you can be mochel on the keren, that's the B.O.S.A. the B.O.S.A. gali. Vashmi'ina l'achirim, v'adil l'nafsheh. Which means, that mishnah taught us, that not only can others be mochel, but the guy can be mohelit to himself. In a kind of the case of the Mishnah, I was talking about the Nigzal was mohel. I'm mohel you, the Keren. But the B.O.S. says, Ladafka, not only Acherim can be mohel, even if it's an automatic mechila, where there's no inheritance, or the Ger died. Hekadin afik mide gezela, which means, so long as there's no gezela, kegon yores or gezela ger, very good. And according to Rabbi Akiva says, no. Look at the next Rashi. Lo shena. Doesn't matter. You always have to pay back. Umatnitin diktani mishlem kerem vechomesh lebanav afle achav Rabbi Akivahi. Which means, and our Mishnah that says that he's got to pay the kerem and the homesh to the brothers or to the other yorshim ulashmeina lenafshe delo matzim machil vuadin achirim deafilu machil legzal gufei lav mechila. Which means, our Mishnah that says what, the guy always has to pay back, it's Rabbi Akiva. And therefore what? Just like Mechila on its own doesn't work. Which he said it was no Yorshim. Rabbi Akiva doesn't matter. Still got to pay. Give it to the Tzedakah. Give it to somebody. Who had deen if the actual guy was Mochel, that can help. Rabbi Akiva is one extreme, and Rabbi Yosef is one extreme. Get the Mahlok, good. Rabbi Yosef says, just like Mechila, of the Nigzal, I'm Mohel on the Keren. Thank you very much. I'm going to return it. Who had been? Nobody was Mohel me. The father died, there was no inheritors. Or the Ger died. Good. It's also a Mechila. I'm Mohel myself. No problem. The Akiva goes to the other extreme. He says, nah. Just like Mechila by others doesn't work, so too he owes that even Mechila of himself will not work. So according to the Bekele, he always have to pay back. So that's the two Shitot. Comes the Gemara and says, Ul Rabbi Yosef Gilili. Let's find it inside. Or Rabbi Yose, who adin de'afilu lo zakfo b'milveh. According to the B.Yose, what did you have to give me a case where the guy turned it into a loan?
He died.
It's enough that he dies. Once he dies, there's no inheritance. He's Koran himself. It's Mohel myself. Right. What did you have to give a case? He met up with the gay was alive, and the gay thought, okay, you know what? You owe me the money now. It's not, you know, they're not going to come into that confusing case over there. So Gemara says, you're right. The high diktani zikfar lebevel leodiecha kod Rabbi Akiva. To go show you the strength of how strict Rabbi Akiva is. The afilu zakfan ala bimilveh. That even if he turned it into a milveh, ein lo takana ad shiyosi gizela mitachat yado. Wow, which is, even though it's not a gizela anymore, but you stole, I don't care now, no loopholes. Rabbi Akiva says, even in the case where he turned it into a loan, doesn't matter. You stole, you got to make good on it. You're right, according to Rabbi Yosef, even we're not making a case of milveh, it'll be okay, good. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan answered. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva. Matkif le Rav Sheshat. Rav Shishan has a problem with this answer. He's going to offer another answer. Which means you want to explain one Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva and one Mishnah is Rabbi Yose. The Mishnah that says where you mohel the keren, that is going according to Rabbi Yose. That says what? You can be mohel the keren, mehilav achirim. And our Mishnah that's mashma, the yod of the kid always has to pay back, even if there's no inheritance, that's going like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, I have a problem with that, says Rav Shishan. Why? Lishme'ina linafshe v'chol sheken la'achirim. Which means, according to Rabbi Yose, tell me the bigger hidush. Just tell me the Mishnah that says what by Gezel Agir. That says what? The case of the Gezel Agir teaches me what? That the Ger dies, automatically the money goes to the guy can be Mohel himself. Once you tell me that case alone, you don't have to tell me the case where the Nigzal was Mohel. If it works even without a Mehila, Kol Shekin in the case where you made a Mehila. Rabbi Akiva the opposite. Lishme'ina la'achirim delo matzeh machil. Just bring me the case where even Achirim are Mohel, it won't work. The Kol Shekin lenafshe delo matzeh machil. Which means, look at the way that she learns the question. Look at that she. That she says, Ihache. See the first white line? Ihache. Debelo zakfona mekama rabbi yose lenafshe matzeh machil matnitin. Demahalo ala keren dama rabbi yose. Which means, why did you have to tell me two mishnayot according to rabbi yose? Tell me that the mishnah of mahalo ala keren is rabbi yose. I don't need that. Once you told me the case of the ger, Kol Shekin, the case where the actual Nigzal did it, Kevan Daman Nafshe Matzim Machil, Shmein Biyoresh Et Aviv, De Machil Nafshe, The Litni Patur, which means, give me one case, give me the case of the father even. Give me the case of the father where the father died with no inheritance, and just tell me Patur, The Lukmi Kira Biyose, just tell me that's going like the Biyose, The Kol Shekin the Nigzal Gufe, Le Gazam Matzim Machil, right? The Gabe Lo, which means tell me that that case over there of the case of the guy that's mohel, you don't need two mishnayot. If you wanted to teach me, if you're right, Rabbi Yohanan, that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef is mekel all the way, I don't care if the guy's mohel or even if it's an automatic, you know what? The way the structure of the Mishnah should have been set up was as follows. You should tell me the case of our Mishnah with the father, and tell me if there's no inheritors, he's off the hook. That teaches me what? If there's no inheritors, he's off the Kol Shekin, where the guy actually is Mohel. Then I got to be say good, from a Kol Shekin. The case of the father, where it's automatic, Kol Shekin, where the Nigzal is Mohel. Good. And what? Give me the case of the other Mishnah, where the guy is actually Mohel, where the guy says, I'm Mohel on the Keren. And teach me, when you mohel the keren, it's not a mehila. And make that mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. And I'll say, if with the actual gazlan is nigzal is mohel, it doesn't work. Kol Shekin, where it happens, automatically. Which means, the Sheshat saying, you don't need, the way you set it up, you could have learned much easier. Give me one Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, and I'll know Kol Shekin. And give me one Mishnah like Rabbi Yose, and I'll know his Shita also from a Kol Shekin. So therefore, we're really back to the question. Don't answer me one Mishnah is. Don't answer me, mean the Mishnah over there, you tell me is Rabbi Yose. The Mishnah of Mahalo ala Keren is Rabbi Yose. And you tell me the case of the Ger is also Rabbi Yose. No, you don't have to tell me that. Once you're telling me the Nafshe, Kol Shekin, by Achirim. And Rabbi Akiva, the reverse. So comes again, what on says, I'm reading that inside again, Matkifna. Matkifna, Rav Sheshat. Yaakad Rabbi Yosef Gedili, Yishmen the Nafshe. Just tell me the case of the Nafshe. For example, the case of the father, where the father just died, no inheritors, and the Gazan is off the hook. The Kol Shekin Achirim. Rabbi Akiva, give me the case of Achayim, give me the case of where the guy's mocheh the keren and it won't work. I'm going to come along and say all the Mishnayot are going like the Rabbi Yosef Gilili. Ki kama Rabbi Yosegedi dematzei machil la'achirim. Oh, when did Rabbi Yosegedi say can be mochel? That's when acharim are being mochel. For example, like the case of I'm mochel on the kerid. That mishnah is going to be yosef. Beautiful. However, but the lo matzei machil. Oh, but Rabbi Yosef is getting really old. That if it's an automatic mechila, no good. Ela amai zachah hana b'mas shebiyado. Oh, so then why is the ger off the hook when the guy dies? Mishum dezakfan alav b'melveh. Only because you turned it into a melveh, it's not a gezela. Which is really, I'll make Rabbi Yosef strict. I'll make Rabbi Yosef say only when you got a mechila from somebody. Like the case of the mishnah over there, the guy's amochay on the kerid. Oh, I'm on the kerid. Thank you very much. I'm off the hook. Mashen ken. If the guy automatically gets mechila himself, no good. Oh, but you told me the ger case. No, the ger case was different. Because before he died, he said, you owe it to me. That's not a gezela anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, so therefore, everything works out good. Which means, therefore, you can't say one mishnah and learn the other from a kav v'chomer. Because in the Kedama, he really holds only in a case where you got a mechila by achirim. But in the Kedama, it happened to himself, it will not work good. So comes the Gemara and says, Rava Amar, Rava goes the other way. Haveha Rabbi Akiva. I could say all the mishnahs are really going like, when did Rabbi Akiva say he cannot be mochel lenafshe? Aval le'achirim matze machil. Oh, so he goes the other way. He makes Rabbi Akiva that what? Achirim matze machil. That's the case of the keren. I'm mochel on the keren, but lenafshe, no. Now look. Now wait. Lenafshe, no. It's mashma. Even in the case where you turned it into a melveh. Why? So look at the bottom Nashi. How they had Rabbi Akiva. Quote Rabbah's answer. Do Rabbi Yosef lenafshe nami matzei machil. Which means according to Rabbi Yosef, you can always be mochel. This zakfo lavdafka. It doesn't matter, zakfo, nothing, you can always be mochel. V'chi kamar Rabbi Akiva do la matzei machil lenafshe hu de kamar. Dafagav de ger zakfo. Even though the ger turned into a loan, kevan de lo machil mechila gemura. Since he did not mochel him a actual man, he just turned into a load. Lo nafkale miturat gezela. Wow, it doesn't turn away from gezela. Avad nigzal legazlan mutar b'kivat mechayim. So therefore, according to this answer of Rava, Rabbi Akiva holds, if the gazlan goes along and says, "I'm mochel you, I'm mochel the kerem," vaday mechila. But automatic mechila, no good. That's the case of the ger. And Rabbi Akiva goes, even in a case with zakfan the mazeh. The ger met him up and said, you know what, you owe me the money, I don't care. Since it started as a gezela, and he didn't explicitly tell him, I'm mochel you, therefore even when he dies, he's still going to have to make a payment. V'hu adin Rabbi Akiva will hold by the case of the father, where there's no inheritors, he'll have to go pay the, because there was no actual mechila. Good. Michlal, the Gemara says, quote this answer of Rava. Mechlal, the Rabbi Yosef Gili Sabar, Afilu Lenafshena Me Matze Machil. Good. And according to Rabbi Yosef, according to this answer, even Lenafshe Matze Machil. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva will hold on. Rabbi Yosef will say, yeah. Oh, and I guess like the Kamar Achmana. Oh. So now we have a case then. Question then. Give me a case of Gezel Ager, the Kamar Achmana Tirel Kwani Mechi Mashka Hatla. Don't we have a story in the Torah that says, if a guy stole from a Ger, he has to give the money to the Kohanim. Give me the case. Which means, if a guy stole from the Ger, if the Ger is alive, you gotta give it to the Ger. If the Ger died, why do you have to give it to the Kohanim? If the Ger died, it's Mohel, he gets it to himself. Amen. Which is according to the Rabbi Yosef, that you're telling me now that he could always be, even a Mechila to himself, without somebody being Mohel, is an automatic, it works. You gotta deal with the Parashah in the Torah, by the way. Torah says, guy stole from a ger, you pay the kohanim. I'll give you a story. The ger is alive, you pay the ger. You're not going to get the kohanim. Oh, so ger must have died. Ger died, you couldn't. It's yours.
Maybe he didn't make the mechila.
Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, what's the case? So, Amar Rava, Chama Askinan, Keshegazal et ger. You stole the ger. Finish Ba'lo, and he swore, yes, I didn't do it. Then the ger died. Vehoda lachar mita. Oh, the guy confessed after the ger died. He said, "I owe it." Now there's no ger around to get the money. Who gets the money in that case? Hashem. Exactly. The ba'idna de ode at the time that he confessed, kina'o Hashem. Hashem is kone, v'natnu l'kohanim. And God gives it to the kohanim, which means big hadush now. The case of the Torah that says you give it to the kohanim is a one specific case where the guy swore to the ger and the ger died. So now where's the money go to? Goes to the kohanim. Mashe'en ken. If let's say the ger was alive, he swore to the ger. And then he confessed, oh, I was lying. Now where does the money go? To the ger. Now the ger dies, you're off the hook. Because that's like a mehila. When do we say, the Biyosei will say, it's not a mehila, where the guy stole from the ger. The ger says, hey, where's my money? I swear I didn't take it. I swear that ger dies. Okay. Now he comes along and confesses in front of Betin, it was me. There's no way to pick up that money. Who picks up the money? Hashem picks up the money. Now God says you got to give that money to the Kohanim.
Continues. Ba'er Avina. Avina has a question. Gezel ha-giyoret mahu. So we know the Torah talks about a case where a person steals from a ger. And then the ger dies. So Torah says that the fellow that stole has to give the money to the Kohanim. Kohanim get the money. So the question is, does the same law apply to a giyoret, to a female convertess? What should be the question? So it says, Ish aman ahmana velo isha. When the Torah talks about this law, the Torah's language is Ish. Ve'im en Ish goel. If the man doesn't have an inheritor. So it's talking about a man. Odil ma urhediklahu. Or do you say, no, the way Torah says is ish, but it doesn't mean only an ish, it's suadin if it's a lady, it doesn't matter. Amar le Rav Aharon, le Ravina, tashema, detanya, en li ela ish. I know this law applies specifically to a man. Isha minayin, kishu omer hamushav, hare kan shnayim. The Torah says twice in the law of this that you have to return the money. It says, the Hishiv and the Mushav. So since it says it twice, so we learned that whether it's a man or it's a lady convertess and she dies, the money must be returned through to the Kohanim. Imken matamud lomar ish. So why say ish if it's really including isha? Ish atat tzarich lahazor aharav im yesh lo goalim im lav katan yatat tzarich lahazor aharav biyadua she'en lo goalim. An adult, you have to check to see if he has any relatives. Because an adult convert, when he dies, could be he left children. And therefore, if he has children after he converted, those are his relatives. Therefore, you don't give it to the Kohanim. You have to give it to the children. Therefore, if it's an Ish, you have to investigate to see if he indeed has relatives. But if it's a Katan that converted, Katan is not old enough to have children. So, Biyadua, he has no relatives. Therefore, you give the money straight to the Kohanim. So the Ish is just for in the investigation part. Gadol, you investigate first. Katan, you have to investigate. But Isha applies as well from the extra Veheshiv. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Lashem Lekohen. Torah says, you stole money from a convert. Convert died. Who do you give the money to? So it says, Lashem Lekohen. To God, to the Kohen. Kena'o Hashem. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is kone the money, like we said. And then what? V'natno l'kohen shebe'oto mishmar. Oh. Which kohen do you give it to? We know the kohenim were divided into 24 groups. So at the time of the payment, whichever group is up that week, that group splits the money. Which means he has to pay the money, they divide it amongst that week's group. And also they bring the korban, Hashem. אתה אומר לכהן שבאותו משמר, או אינו אלא לכל כהן שירצה. Who told you? Who told you it's that כהן of that משמר, that group? Maybe it's any כהן that you want to give it to. כשהוא אומר, מלבד אל הכיפורים אשר יכופר בו עליו. הרי לכהן שבאותו משמר כתוב מדבר. Besides the money, you have to be a קורבן אשם. Right? Because we're talking about a case of where he swore. So now he has to bring a Korban Asham as well. So who brings the Korban Asham? That's called Ella Kippurim, the Mishmar of that week. Which means you don't let another Mishmar that's not up bring a Korban. So just like that mishmar brings the kapara, the asham for the gazlan, so too they get the money. So we're linking these mishmar that brings the el hakipurim, the kapara of the korban, that's the same mishmar that gets the money. It's not any mishmar. Just for example, the guy now, this guy that stole from the kamer, cannot come along and say, I don't want this mishmar to bring the el, I want to give it to a different group. No, no, whoever's up at that week brings the korbanot. So the same group splits the money. That's the Gemara's proof. Rashi, kishehu omer milevad el kipurim, mashma lemi zenitan. Whoever gets to bring the korban gets the money. Ve'el kipurim en yakol lakriv el kohen shebato mishmar. Kedichtiv levad mimkarav al avot. Ani b'shabbati v'ata b'shabbatcha. The kohanim made a deal. You got your week, I got my week. You can't now give korbanot to a different mishma that's not serving. So therefore, just like they get the korban, they get the money. Comes the Gemara, brings the bride. Tanu Rabbanan. Are shaya gozel kohen. Let's say the gazlan was a kohen himself. The kohen stole from the ger. So the Gemara is going to try to say, you might have thought that if it's a kohen, he might be able to keep the whole thing
right
for himself. Which means, the kohen has to give it to the mishma. So he'll wait until his mishmar comes around. And since the ger died, so he's the first guy holding on to the money anyway, so maybe I would say let him keep the whole thing. Look at Rashi. Hare shaya kohen gozel et ager. Ushegia mishmar shelo. And he waited till his mishmar came around. Ba vehoda. He came along then and confessed. Lachar mitat ager. He was a wise guy. He waited until his mishmar came around. Now he confessed. What's the law? Once you confess now, so he's got to pay the mishmar. But it's his mishmar. So maybe you think he gets to keep the whole thing. Why? Minayin shelo yomar. How do I know that he can say, Ho'il v'yotze lekohanim, since it goes to the kohanim, v'areu tachat yadi, and anyway it's by me already, yeshili, maybe I'll keep the whole thing. And maybe I can make a kavahomer to prove it. V'dinhu. And he makes the following kavahomer. Bishel achirim uzoche bishel atzmo lo kol sheken, which means bishel achirim is in a regular case where it's say Yisrael stole from a ger. Doesn't the kohen split that money with the mishmar? So kol sheken, he should be able to keep when it's his. Which means, and what if he has a piece of the action when somebody else stole from a ger? When he himself stole from the ger, now the ger dies, and he's holding it first, he should keep the whole thing. Now, of course, you can ask on this kavahomer, the famous dayo. You can't learn from the kavahomer more than the kavahomer itself.
Just a piece.
Okay, you can just learn just a piece. Actually, Tosfot brings that question now, but the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. Rabbi Natan Omer Belashon Acher. Rabbi Natan says, you can learn another kavahomer, seemingly, to say why the kohen should keep it to himself. Uma davar she'en lo chelek bo. Natan has a different kavahomer. He learns the kavahomer like this. Uma davar she'en lo chelek bo ad she'ikanes birshuto. Which means, let's say, a kohen from another mishmar wants to bring a private korban. He has a right to bring the korban, and he doesn't have to split the meat or the skins with anybody. He gets to keep it himself. Again, I read the Binatan. Uma davar she'en lo chelek bo ad she'ikanes birshuto, unless the kohen himself wants to divide it. If he wants to be generous, then he can divide it with the mishmar. But he doesn't have to. Going in, that korban belongs to a kohen, even from a different mishmar. So he says, "Uma davar she'en lo chelek ad she'ikanes birshuto." And what a korban that another guy from another mishmar brings that the other group has no chelek in it, unless he gives it to them. But what k'she'ikanes birshuto? Once already, he says, "I'll let you join in." Enu yakol lotzio miyado. He can't back out. Now he has to share it with all the kohanim. Davar she'yesh lo chelek bo ad she'ikanes birshuto. An item like this gezel, that the Kohen's going in, owning it, because he stole from the Ger. The Ger, who's the first one that gets it? Himself. Once already it comes into his possession, all the more so somebody should not be able to take it out. Which means, Rabbi Natan made a kavah chomer like this. And what on something that belongs to one kohen? Another kohanim have no chelek in it. But once the kohen from another mishmar shares it with them, he cannot back out. Here where he's going in owning it, which means because this is already the gezer like it is his. So kol sheken, once it's his already, somebody else cannot take it from him. That's the kavah that I would think to make to say that when the kohen himself is the thief, he should keep the whole. Sometimes give it on and says, no. No kavahomi. Know why? Im amarta bedavar she'en lo chelek bo, shekeshem she'en lo chelek bo, kach en laherim chelek bo. Tomar begezer, shekeshem she'esh to chelek bo, kach yesh laherim chelek bo. The kavahomi is no kavahomi. Why? Because in the case when one guy came to bring a korban from another mishmar, nobody has a chelek in it. He himself has a chelek in it alone, and therefore I can come along and say that he owns it himself unless he shares it with somebody else. But going in, he's the only one that owns it. Mashe'ekim by gezer, like ger, the whole group owns it going in. And therefore you'll cover home in his floor to say, and what? Well, he doesn't own it alone. Right. That money over there is his along with all the other Kohanim. And therefore, it's not the pshat that he went in owning it alone. He didn't ever own it alone. That money that he stole from the Ger belongs to the whole Mishmar itself. And therefore, the Hadush of the Gemara is that even if the Kohen stole himself, he has to split it with the group. Ela gezelo yotze mitahat yado umetchalek lechol echad haKohanim. That the gezel that he stole, even the Kohen has to split it, which means the Torah rewarded the whole Mishmar of that week, the money. Also, give it as a side question. V'aketiv, v'ishet kadashav lo yehiyu. Torah comes along and tells us that what? A Kohen that brings a Korban, whatever he wants, he gets to keep the skins. Any Kohen, doesn't matter what Mishmar it is. The Kohen himself, the guy that brings the Korban, he's the guy that keeps the skins and all the meat. Oh, now, which, besides the Kohen that stole money now, from a Ger, he has to bring an Asham. Who brings the Asham? He has to bring the Asham. Oh, so the Gemara is saying, just like he brings the Asham, and he gets to eat the Asham himself, so the Chaura, the money, the one who brings the Asham, gets the money. And therefore, he should keep the money himself. Look at that sheep. That she says, "Vaketiv." It's a little way down. Vaketiv. Ishit kadashav. Venafka lan lekamine shekohen makliv korbenotav bechol et shirtze. The kohen can bring the korban whenever he wants. Ubesara veora shedo. Now, vehachaname hay el asham korbenot dechohenu. This el asham that he's bringing because he swore and falsely, that's to be a korban asham belongs to him. Vezachi bevechiva de makriv levezachi be gezel name didehu. Kedamir melevad ele kipurim. Lemisha zenitan zenitan. Which means, the Torah, we have a derasha. The one that brings the korban, the chaura, gets the money. So the chaura, he doesn't have to split it with the kohanim. This money that he stole, he could just keep it for himself. We're saying that what? Let's talk practicality. He stole $1,000 from the kid. So we're saying what? He's got to divide that $1,000. The kid's not around him. Split it amongst all the mishmar. No. Maybe I'll tell you, he has to bring an asham also. Just like he keeps the asham for himself, so to the $1,000 that he owes to the kohen, push, I'll keep it to myself. That Gemara says, Gemara says, you're right. By the way, if the Kohen was Tahor, and he was going to bring the Asham, Inechlem he gets to keep the money himself. But we're talking about over here, where he's not Ra'ui to bring the El Asham. And therefore, the rest of the Kohanim are going to bring the El Asham, and therefore they get to split the money. But Inechlem, if the guy was really Tahor, he would bring the El Asham, and he would keep the money himself, and he'd have to split it amongst the Kohanim. What are you talking about? Ibe kohen tameh davar sheyesh lo chelek bo mi itle, which means we said in the Braita above that in the language of the Braita it said that gezel ager he has a chelek in. What are you talking? If it's talking about where he's tameh, so he doesn't have a chelek, which means a tameh kohen tameh has no chelek in gezel ager. Which means let me be clear to you, the gezer, this money that he stole from the gezer, has a name of Kodesh. It's like a Korban, this money. That's what it means to be divided by the Kohanim. So they were just like a Tameh does not have a Helik in the Korban, he doesn't have a Helik in the money eating, because the money also has a deen of Kodesh. So therefore, you tell me the case is a Tameh Kohen. How did you tell me above that he has a Helik in the money? He shouldn't have a Helik in the money as well, because the money is considered. Okay, there's, look at that she's language. Ibe Kohen Tameh, Hechi Matzeh Lememar, Davar Sheyesh Lo Helik Bo. והקיימנם בזוהים, דאין תמי חולק בקודשי המקדש, אפילו בעורות, וגזל הגר נמי קודשי המקדש. It's considered קודש. So the Gemara says, אלא, אתיה לכהן, לכהן, מסדה אחוזה. Meaning, really, I'll tell you, it's a כהן טהור. And he's bringing the אשם. But still, even though he's bringing the אשם, you split the money throughout the whole Mishmar. Why? Let's review outside the law of Ste Ahuza. What's that case? It's talking about a case over here where, let's say, a person has a field, an ancestral field, and he makes it Hegdesh. Okay? And he didn't redeem it. He didn't take the Kiddusha off the field. And what happened? Gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash came along and said, this is Hegdesh. I'm going to sell it. So he sold it to another fellow. The law is, that fellow gets to keep the field until Yovel. Once Yovel comes, the field is divided amongst the Mishmar of that week of Yovel. That's the case again. Yisrael has a field. Areze Hegdesh. He never redeemed it. The administrator of the Beit HaMikdash came along and said, well, this is Hegdesh. It's my hours. They sold it. They sold it to Mr. Ploni. Mr. Ploni has 42 more years to the Yovel. Enjoy it. It says, comes the 49th year or the 50th year, which is Yovel, whichever group of Kohanim were working in the Beit HaMikdash that week, that field now gets divided amongst the entire group. Now, it says over there, in the Steh Ahoza Pazuk Lekohen, and it says by the case of Gezel Lager Lekohen, so we look at the Rasha, just like Steh Ahoza is divided by the whole group, so too the Gezel Ager is divided by the whole Mishmar. The Gemara says, the Tanya, we have a Braita, Ahuzato. It says in the story of Steh Ahuza, his Ahuza, which means the Ahuza belongs to the Kohen. Matamudomah, the Gemara says that word was extra in the Perasha. Minayin l'sadeh yotza l'kohanim b'yovel, which means, how do we know that a field goes to the Kohanim during the Yovel? Ugala echad min hakohanim. Oh, which means, let's say you have a case like this. A guy made his field Hekdesh. A Kohen bought it. The Gizbar sold it to a Kohen. And it happens to be, he's in the Mishmar, that Kohen, of the Yovel year. So I would have thought maybe, well, since he's holding on to it already, because he bought it, maybe he gets the whole thing. How do I know that that's not so? How do we know that even if a Kohen had the field, that still he has to divide it amongst the whole group? So again, minayin l'sadeh yotza l'kohanim b'yovel ugala echad min hakohanim. Who bought the field from the Gizbar? One of the Kohanim. Minayin shelo yomar o'il v'yotza l'kohanim b'yovel. Since the field goes to the Kohanim, v'arei ta'adin, I'm holding on to it already. Tesheli v'dinu, and he'll make a kavahomer. B'shel acherim ani zocheh. I'm zocheh when it belongs to somebody else. B'shel atzmi lo kocheken. Tamud lomar kesteh acherim l'kohenti ahuzato. Ahuza shelo ve'en zu shelo. He only gets to keep something that was originally his. Ahuzato. But this is not, wasn't originally his. Haketzad yotza mitachat yado mitchaleket echol echav hakohanim. And therefore, just like by Steh Ahuza, even though he had a hold on it, he starts to divide it. Similarly over here, when the Kohen steals from the Ger, even though he's the first one that has the hold on the money, still he has to divide it amongst all the Kohanim. So we have the Kohen, Mizdeh, Ahuza. Baruch Adonai.